Hi, everyone. This is Maura Sweeney, and welcome to episode 17 of the ABCs of Now. For those of you who have been following this series, you've probably wondered to yourself, where is she and where's the next episode? Well, here it is. The ABCs of Now is a special series of podcasts designed for the many, deep, and seismic changes that our world is passing through. With 26 episodes in all, this series is going through the alphabet in reverse, reviewing, unwinding, and undoing much as we get prepared for good things ahead in a new era ahead that will need engagement, participation, and even co-creative investments from each and every one of us so that what is to come will be better than what was behind us. In the first episode, the introduction, I started out with the letter Z and the word Zoom. For those of you who have been listening, as well as those who might be tuning into this for the very first time, I encourage you to go to my podcast series, Maura Sweeney, Living Happy Inside Out, and look for the first episode in the ABCs of Now series, where you will see the letter Z and the word Zoom. And I'll tell you, it's very important, or let's say integral, to what I'm about to share today. You'll find it connects with today's episode, especially as I speak about the roller coaster ride. And you'll find that today's episode 17 and the original episode 1 both will have something to do with this analogy of the roller coaster ride that we have all been riding. So are you ready for episode 17? Episode 17 is the letter J, and J, as I would find out, stands for just in time. Now, you know, as you've been following this series, that I can only deliver these as they come to me. And sometimes each new word that goes with a letter might come to me, but then I have no content for it. And then the content, little by little, starts to develop. Well, in today's episode, I've got a definition of just in time, followed by song lyrics of just in time. I'm going to connect it with episode 1 of the ABCs of Now, and it'll give you something yet additional to think about, to anticipate, to feel good about, even as your stomach might be rolling up and down as if it might be, as you're on a giant and very fast-moving and, let's say, unpredictable roller coaster ride. So, Jay, I was expecting a single word for Jay, but instead, I ended up hearing just in time. So I let it go, and I had to wait, I guess, I don't know whether it was a few days or a week or longer, and then I realized just in time was something I needed to look up. When I looked it up as an expression, I found out, or let's say realized, that just in time has to do with an inventory system. I'm going to give you two definitions for it. The first is this: it's just in time is a business and an investment term that speaks to the system of delivering needed goods. Think about this, needed goods. Specifically, just in time is an adjective noting or pertaining to a method of inventory control that keeps inventories low, not high, but low, as in short supply, by scheduling needed goods and equipment to arrive a short time before a production run begins. So that was one definition. I'm going to give you a second one, which I thought was a little clearer, because not everybody has a manufacturing and distribution background. So listen to this one. Just-in-time is a system of manufacturing or production of goods, I might even say or production control, that's based on preventing waste by producing only, only the amount of goods needed at a particular time, and not paying to produce and store more goods than are needed. So, to give you a simple explanation, I think people have oftentimes talked about just-in-time deliveries to food stores. So, instead of giant food stores having to have big shelves somewhere in the back or big inventory rooms, that they would schedule inventory coming into their store just in time as it is needed. The whole idea behind it is that it's a system that's unbroken, that is predictable, that is faithful and readily available. And that's why it's utilized. Well, this thing about just in time, I want you to consider it. And I want you to think about it in terms of the picture of the roller coaster. A roller coaster, and the roller coaster ride I spoke about in episode one of this series, was a ride that we all paid to get on. The ride is a complete ride from start to finish. It has already been prepared, but we pay to get on it, in a sense, because we're going on a ride as if we were at a carnival somewhere. We're paying for the thrills. We know when we stepped on board that we were going in for maybe the ride of a lifetime, the ups, the downs, the left, the right, the quick cutting. What I often think about when I was considering this upcoming episode of Just in Time is the image of a roller coaster, where from the rider's point of view, that would be us as the riders, on one of those carts, we are going click, 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 all the way up to, what would I call it, the apex or the highest point of the roller coaster. And we're looking at the sky, and suddenly this is an awareness that comes upon us that there's no track in front of us. So the only way we have to go is down to the depths, down to the abyss, down to crash, crashola. And the sense of awe and shock, I want to use the word shock, that sets every roller coaster rider reeling for the ride of a lifetime is, oh my gosh, there's no track in front of us, or at least that's the perception. And yet, as I realized and I imagined in this just-in-time scenario, is that somewhere in advance, there was a just-in-time system put up so that at the very millisecond when the next track is needed, required, when it just seems like the wheels beneath our current seating are about to go onto nothing like air, suddenly a brand new track and series of tracks appears beneath us and before us. Now, the interesting thing that I picked up in just the ideas that were coming to me is that the new track wasn't like the old track. In fact, it seemed to be wider, more stable, more sure, more sleek. It had a lot less, it was just, didn't have any of the shakiness that a traditional roller coaster would have. Beyond that, I got another picture of the very cart that we were all driving in or riding in, also changing in the millisecond that the path or the next track beneath us started to adjust. So not only were we riding atop a brand new sort of a track, but we were riding in a new vessel. So take that for whatever it is, but the way I viewed it is there are things we have yet to see that we didn't yet know we needed a provision for, but somehow that provision and what we were riding in or the trip that we were taking, the vessel that we were in, was already prepared for in advance on this giant ride. And that was part of the experience where we didn't know it was coming. We couldn't have anticipated it, but it was pre-positioned there to appear before we ever got on board. Now, there was one more part of this J is for just in time that came to me as I continued to wait for the content. And I started singing it for a few days before I realized this is part of what goes into it. And it's the song, Just in Time. Now, some of you who know American classics would probably know of the melody and the words. Maybe some of you who are not familiar with it or who are not in the United States may not. I am pulling out the lyrics for Just in Time as sung by Tony Bennett. But Dean Martin sang this song, and so did others. I would say they were the American standard singers for a particular time in the 20th century. And here's an interesting thing. As I read these lyrics to myself, they didn't appear as I thought they were. They were almost the reverse. So here goes the lyrics to the song, Just in Time. Just in time, you found me. Just in time. Before you came, my life was running low. I was lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go. Now you're here. And now I know just where I'm going. No more doubts or fears. I found my way. 'Cause love came just in time. You found me just in time. Then you changed my lonely life that lovely day. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubts or fears. I found my way, 'cause love came just in time. You found me just in time. Then you changed my lonely life that lovely day. You changed my life that lonely day. Now, the reverse that I didn't expect is that something was coming to the singer of that song. And it was everything the singer of that song needed. Best described as love. A thought, a feeling, an awareness, a deep, heartfelt emotion that is so universal that it can be received in so many different ways. And even as I read it, you can see the individual who was singing the song described, I was lost. My bridges all were crossed. I had nowhere to go. Just think about that. Prior to that, it says, just in time, you found me just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. Now, I want you to think about that. You may be thinking that your time is running low, that your thoughts, your imaginations for how, whatever it is, wherever we've been around the world with situations as they have been playing out, you can't imagine how is this scenario going to work out. I have told you from the beginning of this series that I'm going through it with you, but I believe in a benevolent universe. I believe in benevolence. I believe in goodness. I believe in good outcomes, and absolutely, positively, I believe in love. So now, if you have yet to listen to episode 1, I encourage you very strongly right now, go back and locate episode 1 of the ABCs of Now. Listen again to it as if you're listening to it for the first time. Compare it with episode 17 today, the Just in Time episode. You might be one of those people who feels like you need a track beneath your feet. And quickly, you need something new done with your body or with your home or with your job or with your provision, the thing that you're sitting in. I have no idea, but I know that this series is designed to be universal, to speak to everyone's heart in ways that are good, ways that are unifying, ways that are hopeful, ways that are encouraging. If you have a friend, a relative, a loved one that needs inspiration, I encourage you also, take today's podcast and send it along to them and encourage them as well to go back and find the ABCs of Now, available at Maura Sweeney Living Happy Inside Out Podcasts. You will be very happy that you did, and you'll also be very, very happy at the end of this journey. Just wait until we get to A. Until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.